Preparing for the next pandemic, lessons learned in the path forward. I think one of the greatest lessons that has been learned here is the government and its powerful agencies should never use the American people's hard-earned tax dollars to create viruses that can be unleashed on the world like COVID-19 was. This led to killing millions of people all over the world. COVID-19 was funded using the gain of function in a biolab in China, and then it was lied about. Dr. Fauci lied to the American people, abusing his power and position and role, very powerful role, paid for by the American tax people. He lied and many, many died. Not only that, schools were shut down. People's jobs were shut down. Employment was ended. Small businesses were shut down. Life as everyone knew it was shut down. This caused violations of people's First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. People couldn't even go to the beach. Then suicides hit record highs. And the saddest thing is there was record suicide rates seen among children and a mental health crisis released on Americans like never before. Now there's massive delays in education and loss in learning. What was absolutely repulsive is the forced masking requirements of children. Children were not at risk of being hospitalized or dying from COVID-19, yet children became one of the worst victims of the malpractice and abuse of power by your agencies and by people in charge in many cities, states, and government. It was absolutely horrendous. But then there were doctors that came out with treatments using ivermectin, zinc, vitamin D, and it was labeled horse paste. And those doctors were attacked and criticized and called conspiracy theorists. Yet while those doctors were actually saving lives, these other patients were being forced into the hospital, put on respirators, and were actually dying. My own personal doctor never lost one single patient by prescribing ivermectin and this other protocol. As a matter of fact, he saved people's lives. Thank God he did that. The CDC even changed the definition of vaccine. The FDA approved an experimental vaccine through a rushed approval process that suppressed trials and data that showed that vaccines didn't work and had side effects that even caused death. 15 pages of known side effects the FDA wanted sealed for 75 years. What were they hiding and lying about to the American people? Well, we know now. Now vaccines have been mandated on the population in order to work, go to school, and live as functioning citizens in the United States. Yet people who reported vaccine injuries and deaths on the VAERS system were ignored, they were mocked, they were called conspiracy theorists, and they were canceled on social media when they tried to tell about the horrifying things that were happening to them or their family members. The White House even accused the unvaccinated of killing people, calling it a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And they said, we'll bring a winter of death for yourselves, families, and hospitals. But guess what? Vaccines didn't work. And those that were vaccinated, boosted, continued to catch COVID. Our own president, President Biden, even tested positive for COVID-19 after this summer's presidential debate. That is unbelievable. And I can tell you, when you talk about vaccine hesitancy, as one sitting before you that never took the COVID vaccine, nor will I take it, thank God, I'm so glad I didn't take it. Yes, this vaccine hesitancy has risen to new heights. And I can tell you right now, I'll stand here and represent all the Americans that do not ever want to be forced to take another vaccine that the government is telling us to take after they created a deadly virus. I can tell you right now, I'll also represent all the Americans that never want their children to be forced to be vaccinated. Currently, right now, the CDC is recommending that children as young as 6 months have 2 doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine or 3 doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. So vaccine manufacturers continue to make billions and billions of dollars on a vaccine that doesn't work, being forced on children, innocent children that don't even need it because they aren't at risk of being hospitalized or dying from this vaccine. Not only that, vaccines need to be investigated further. The rise of autism, learning disabilities, neurological problems, and so much more that children are suffering from today absolutely is being forced upon these children and their families because of these vaccines. This committee should have investigated the vaccines, and it was a failure to not do so. This has literally been a war on the American people's health, the world's health, but also a war on our children's health. It's a war that has been waged on them by our government, Big Pharma, who's making all the money. Preparing for the next pandemic is actually recognizing that the last pandemic resulted in crimes against humanity. People that perpetuated and continue to perpetuate these crimes need to be prosecuted. And that needs to be starting in the next administration, and I'm pretty sure our next attorney general will do that. And I look forward to seeing that happen. Mr. Chairman, I yield back the remainder of my time.